There we go. It's a little bit of Inyan Diyoma, but it's also related to Nezek, and we'll get some guest appearances from some of our friends that we've seen in Shechinim. So some of that will come up, but it's we're not going to necessarily be in the world of Shechinim so much as we're going to be in the world of Nezek in general. And the question is, Mazik b'ner Chanukah, if I cause damage through my Ner Chanukah. So source number one is the Mishnah that's going to start everything. It's the Mishnah Baba Kama. So the Mishnah, Gitz Shetza Mitachat HaPatish V'Hizik Chayav. Okay, sparks fly, you're Chayav. Gamal Shehaya Ta'un Pishtan V'Avar B'Yershid HaRabim V'Nichnas Pishtano L'Toch Chanut V'Telchu B'Nero Shal Chanvani V'Hidlik Et HaBira Baal Gamal Chayav. If the Chanvani put his light outside, it's his fault. He shouldn't have put the flames outside. The fact that he put the flames outside, it caught fire. Okay, he shouldn't have put the light outside. He's Chayav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but if it's Ner Chanukah, then the Chanvani is not Chayav. The Gemara here is a little bit of a conversation about this. Amar Ravina Mishmei Derava, Shema Minami Derabbi Yehuda, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Nechah B'Toch Asara. Clearly, we see that the mitzvah it has to be within 10 from the ground. Disalgadatach lemalam yasar. If it could be higher than that, amar Rabbi Yehuda ner Chanukah pater. Why would you could put it higher? Lemele havale lanucha lemalam igamal veruchvo ela lav shma mina mitzvah lanicha betoch asara. So the Gemara says, we see from here that the mitzvah is that you have to put the Chanukah candles, lamp, whatever, lower to the ground. You can't put it up too high. You might be able to clear. It's no gamal or rider is going to get hit by it. But still, you can't put it that high. That's what we see from Rabbi Yehuda. So that's all the Gemara says about this position over here in Baba Kama. But if we flip a little earlier in Baba Kama on Daf Lamed, so we have a separate Mishnah. The Mishnah source number two. Baba Kama Lamed Amid Aleph Hamotziat Tivno VeKasho L'Shid Rabim L'Zvalim VeHuzak Behen Acher Chayav Benizko. You bring your stuff out to the Shid Rabim, and someone gets hurt by it. Your Teven, your Kash, whatever it is, someone's hurt. Chayav Benizko. VeKol Akodem Behen Zachar. Rabbi Shimon Gamli Elamer Kol Makalkalin B'Shid Rabim V'Ziku Chayavin L'Shalem. You bring it out. You're making the Rashid Harabim all a mess, and you cause damage there. You have to pay it back. VeKol Akodem Behen Zachar. Ha'ofech et galal b'rishit rabim v'huzak behen acher chayav b'nizko. You're flipping over, I guess, animal droppings, whatever it is. Someone gets hurt, you're chayav. So the Gemara says, lema matzinitzin d'lok Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. D'tanya, so how do we know Rabbi Yehuda? We have him say, d'tanya Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'shad hotzat zvalim adam moti zivlo l'rishit rabim v'tzovro kol shloshim yom k'desh lo shehe nishuv v'rgle adam v'rgle behema sh'al menat kenin chil Yeshua et ha'aretz. It couldn't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you have permission to bring your stuff out to the Rabim and let people trample all over it. Sounds like you can. The Mishnah was saying you're chayev if you cause damage, but Rabbi Yehuda believes that you can take it out. So first the Gemara says, if you tame a Rabbi Yehuda, mode Rabbi Yehuda shim hizik mashal mashizik. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, okay, you have reshut, similar to what we've seen with Shechinim, right? You have reshut to do it, but that doesn't mean that you're putter if you cause damage. This is something that this year I gave a couple weeks ago was on this topic. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, okay, you can take it out, but if you cause damage, you're going to have to pay. So that's what it suggests right now. But it couldn't be. V'hatznan Rabbi Yehuda omer b'ner Chanukah pater v'eshehu b'rishut. My lav mishim rishut beitin, lo mishim rishut mitzvah. Titani Rabbi Yehuda omer b'ner Chanukah pater mipneshu rishut mitzvah. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yehuda says the reason you are pater, you don't have to pay for the case of the, for the Chanukah, if you're doing a mitzvah, if it's bipnei reshut mitzvah, if you put out your candles out there, that's enough for us to say, because you're doing a mitzvah, that's enough to say, that's Rabbi Yehuda will say, it's reshut mitzvah, so that's why you're putter. But seemingly doing it only with reshut beitin is not going to be enough to say, just because beitin allows you to take your kash, your tevim, whatever it is, into reshut harabim, doesn't automatically mean that you're not chayiv if there causes damage. But if you're bringing it out there because of reshut shel mitzvah, you have a mitzvah that you're performing by putting the candles out there, then presume it seems that you are putter. So this is this machloket. The Chachamim seem to say that it doesn't matter. If you cause damage, you cause damage. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, if you put it out because it's a mitzvah, you're putter. You don't have to pay for any damage that happens if their candles are out there because it's a mitzvah. So I want to take a little bit of time first to understand exactly what the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is. Why is it that if you are performing a mitzvah and damage happens while you're performing the mitzvah, you're putter? So the Rashba in source number 3 explains the following. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah, source number 3, Bener Chanukah patur mivnei shehu reshut. Kolamar birshut mitz de mitzvah. Kedamrina beperek hameniach et akad. Gabe hamotzi et tivno. Right, so the Rashba says, the explanation of Samach Bet, source number 1, is because it's a mitzvah, like we saw from source number 2. Umihu. But, lo kol motzi birshut mitzvah patur. You don't have the claim that any time you're doing a mitzvah, it's patur. She'ilu asa sukkah de mitzvah al petach beitu mibachutz. If you put your sukkah outside, it's a mitzvah. It's putting up a sukkah, mitzvah mideraita. You put your sukkah out there, nonetheless, v'huzkubo chayav. If someone trips over your sukkah in the Rashut Rabim, you're chayav to pay for that. You can't claim, oh, it's a mitzvah. You can't claim that. The Rashba says, k'd'ita b'Yerushalmi, we have an explicit Yerushalmi that says, k'gon elu she'osin sukkot b'petach chaniyotein b'chag b'mdei she'u Rashut. Uva'acher v'huzak bo chayav. He says it's an explicit Yerushalmi that if someone gets hurt by your sukkah, you are chayav to pay. So it seems to be a unique din of Chanukah. Ella ki kamar Rabbi Yehuda b'ner Chanukah shehu mitzvah lahanicha al petach beito mishum persume nisa. So it sounds like what Rashba is saying is that there's a you need to specifically do ner Chanukah in the Rishut. You have to be outside. You can't do this anywhere else. Your sukkah, okay, you could put it in your backyard, you could put it on the side, you could put it over there. Like you have other places that you could put your sukkah that's not going to necessarily be interfering with other people. But according to the Rashba, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Ner Chanukah is unique, it's uniquely here, and so it has to be outside, so that's why you are, that's why you're putter when it comes to Ner Chanukah, because it has to be there because of Persume Nisa. So what would come out of this, the way the Rashba explains this, is that you could sort of assume you're chayiv unless the mitzvah that you're doing has to be in that particular location. That could be a way you would understand Rabbi Yehuda here, according to the Rashba. Yeah.
Is it that it has to be there, or is it that it's even in the mitzvah that it should be there?
What's the difference? So Daniel, you're saying it should be there, it has to, what's the difference? If it has to be there, it should be there. So I'm gonna put words in your mouth, and I'm gonna you're gonna say that you agree with these words, and then I'm gonna say we're gonna come back to those words. The words that I'm putting in your mouth, and you're saying, is it like mitzvah min hamuvchar to put it outside? I'm gonna say that those are the words that you're saying, and I'm gonna say those are good words to say, and we're gonna come back to those exact words later on. But hold on to that thought, saying that is it really that, you know, that mitzvah has to be done there? Is it an extra thing? We're gonna come back to that point. We're gonna come back to that point using the words that I told you to say. Okay, but it sounds like, according to the Rashba, it's Ner Chanukah is unique here. The sukkah, you're hurt by the sukkah, chayev. Ner Chanukah, you're going to say, oh, Ner Chanukah, that you're putter. And the Rashba alludes to this Yerushalmi source number 4. So I don't have to read the Mishnah is the same Mishnah. Geitz sheyatza mitachad apatish vizik chayav, gamal sheyatza un pishtan over b'shir rabim, nechasa pishtanu l'toch chanut. Dalka b'neiro shel chenvani, he lik et abira ba'al gamal chayav, he niach chenvani neiro mibachutz v'chenvani chayav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'ner Chanukah patur. Okay, that's the mission that we've seen already. Here's the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, source number 4. So, Tani Rabbi Yudan, b'ner Chanukah patur mipnei shehu reshut. The Chachamim urim, bein kach u bein kach chayav. Reshut or not, you're chayav. Do we need more copies? Okay. Bein kach u bein kach chayav. Kegon elu shehen osin sukkot bepitchei chaniyotehen bechag mipnei shehu reshut uva acher v'uzak behen chayav. So the Gemara, after it says Rabbi Yehuda's Tani Rabbi Yudan, it's because it's reshut, and then Chachamim say bein kach u bein kach chayav, and then it says it's just like the case of the sukkah that's in front of your house that someone is hurt by it, even though it's there mipnei shehu reshut uva acher v'uzak behen chayav. So you're chayav. So the Mara Panim, source number 5, commenting on this Yerushalmi. So he starts in the first paragraph of source number 5. He quotes this Yerushalmi in full. I'm sorry, he quotes the Rashba in full. He says, Rashba Zal b'chidushav katav al divrei Rabbi Yehuda Zal, etc., etc. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that it's the way the Rashba said, Rabbi Yehuda believes that this is a din unique to Ner Chanukah, but Sukkah, and he says, look, the Rishalmi says that Sukkah, you're chayav either way, it doesn't matter, mitzvah or not, you're always chayav for. But the second paragraph of source number 5 of the Rashba, he says, Vani tama al kvod Torah tov dver gedul ato shel Rashba. With all due respect to the Rashba, I don't understand what you're saying. Shapirish ha dahacha libet Rabbi Yehuda. Shapirish ha dahacha libet Rabbi Yehuda. He the tosefta arucha beperek vav libet Rabbanan. Dahachi ita hatam Rabbi Yehuda omer bener chanukah patur deshe hinicha birushut chachamim beinze uveinze chayav kagon ilain shemzachin v'chule. He says Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashba understands this last line as being also Rabbi Yehuda's position, that Rabbi Yehuda would say Sukkah also you're going to be chayav for. That's the way Rashba understood Rabbi Yehuda, but he says, I don't understand that, because it's clear, you read the Tosefta, and it's very clear that it's talking a libet der chachamim. Chachamim amrim, ben kach u ben kach, kagon ilein shem sachachim v'chulei. Af pi sheyesh lahen reshut, b'acher v'hizek v'hen hareze chayav. Haynu hach tahacha, that Tosefta is what the Yerushalmi is saying. So it's not that, if you read, and I give you in source number 6, I give you the Tosefta also in full, which is almost identical to the Yerushalmi, but it's saying the same thing, that the flow of the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda says you're pater, Chachamim say you're chayev, just like in the case of Sukkah. So the Maariv Panim is saying, I don't understand the Rashba saying that, oh, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in a Sukkah case you're chayev. He doesn't think, that's not what the words of the Rishon, it's not the words of the Tosefta say. V'od, minalan demeimer demode Rabbi Yehuda besukkah v'im b'chanukah b'sumin nisahu besukkah reshut demitzvah d'arayt tahavi. Say all the more. The logic would dictate the other way. The logic would say if you're performing a mitzvah mit rabban and b'sumin nisa, so you get a free pass, your pater. If you're performing a mitzvah mit d'arayt of sukkah, certainly you should be pater. Certainly you shouldn't be chayev. So logic would dictate the opposite of the way the Rashba is understanding Rabbi Yehuda. V'daylanu lomar the Rabbi Yehuda d'shnei'an shavin l'dina. Hi, afal gav derushut mitzvah derabanan pursuing mitzvah ika v'hai deleka mishum pursuing nisa reshut mitzvah deraita. He is it would seem more appropriate that Rabbi Yehuda holds his position across the board, that if it's Chanukah putter, Sukkah putter, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Pursuing nisa, great reason to be putter. Mitzvah deraita, great reason to be putter. If you're performing, if nezek happens while performance of the mitzvah, you're putter. That would be Rabbi Yehuda's position. The Chachamim would disagree. And that's the way he's totally fine with that approach. Dvrei Tosefta, l'hacha shapir tfei mit parsha, l'fi mashmud apshat, dekaya libet derabanan, v'lozo afzo katani. And Rabbanan, we're just saying a lozo afzo. You're not putter in Chanukah, you're also not even putter. Lozo afzo in Sukkah, you're also not putter. All these cases, you're absolutely chayev. That's Chachamim. So the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is across the board. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you've got a mitzvah, you're putter. And Chachamim are saying, it doesn't matter if you're doing a mitzvah, you're still going to be chayev. And he just adds, v'efshar deledato even er Chanukah chayev. He says, v'arambam zal hishmit din Sukkah. He says, by the way, it's just worth noting, Rambam doesn't mention anything about the hezek when it comes to a Sukkah. He says, presumably, it's obvious. He says, if you're going to be in Diladato, even near Chanukah Chayev, Deika Persuminisa, Mimela Shmain and Basukka de Chayev. So he thinks, maybe Rambam didn't say anything about Sukkah because he thinks it's obvious. If you're going to be Chayev for Persuminisa, then you're going to be Chayev for a Sukkah. So that's the way the Mara Panim understands. He disagrees with the Rashba. He says, the Rashba, logically, it doesn't dictate. And then the flow of the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi doesn't support that. I found it in the source sheet after I had already emailed this, or finished this. I found a Chatam Sofer in Sukkah. I saw him quoted, a Chatam Sofer in Sukkah who defends the Rashba. It's not on the source sheet here because I had already finished the source sheet and it was already queued to be sent, and if I were to add to it, it would throw everything off and the sources would be misnumbered. But I'll tell you outside that the way the Chatam Sofer explains the Tosefta according to the Rashba, I'll read you what I have in my notes here. Svir Leila Rashba, Durabanan, this is not in your source sheet, so just listen to this outside. Svir Leila Rashba, Durabanan Amar Leila Rabbi Yehuda, Iyata Moda de Baale Sukkot Chayav Lishalem, Hu Hadim Ben Ner Chanukah. The way the Chatam Sofer explains the Rashba is that the Rashba was reading the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta as Rabbanan saying, you're going to agree to us that Sukkah is Chayav, So you should agree to us that Hanukkah is also chayev. So it's not that he just gives another read for the way he would understand. He gives a read for how to understand the Yerushalmi that would still work with the flow. That it's true that this is all within Chachamim, but Chachamim are saying you agree to us with Sukkah, so agree to us with Chanukah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I only agree with you with Sukkah. I don't agree with you with Chanukah. But that's just a little defense of the Rashba from the Chatam Sofer that I saw. Okay. Is that all clear? That Chatam Sofer that I just said, notwithstanding, that's understanding Rabbi Yehuda. There's something unique according to the Rashba. Maybe there's something unique with the Din of Chanukah, or maybe it's really across the board according to the Maripanim. But everyone's clear with that? Okay. Do you need a source sheet? You got? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and then at the very end, he says that the reason that he says that maybe Rambam didn't mention Sukkah because obviously, if you can't do it for Pesumei Nisa, if you're not putter for Pesumei Nisa, then you're obviously not going to be putter in Sukkah. Like, your question is the Maripanim says the logic dictates that Sukkah is a bigger deal than Chanukah, and you're saying, but the Rashba says Pirsumei Nisa is a bigger deal than Sukkah, right? So you're saying, it's not a fair challenge. Rashba said one thing, and Maripanim is saying, I don't agree with you because I disagree with the premise, right? That's your question?
I mean, yeah, well, the Rashba, I'm not saying, but in a way more so, you have to put it in the Pesach, right? That's all,
right.
You have to put it in the Pesach. So obviously, it's going to be in Sukkah, you can make a distinction between the Sukkah, you don't have to put it in the Pesach, but it's not going to be done.
Right, so you're saying that you're saying like the Rashba saying like there's a specific reason it has to be here or it should be here. Mitzvah and Ruvka to be here. We'll get back to that, but it should be here. Whereas Sukkah you could put anywhere.
Yeah, I think it might be a costume.
Right, but I guess I think his stronger question is from the flow of the Gemara itself. Kigon, it sounds like this is Chachamim talking. It doesn't sound like it's Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Sukkah you'd also be putter. It's only Chachamim who are saying near Hanukkah you're chayef for. And just like Sukkah, you're also chayef for. That's the Maripanim's big point. That the flow of the Tosefta and the flow of the Yerushalmi, it looks like it's Chachamim we're talking. They say, Ben Kach, Ben Kach Chayav, Kagon Elu Sheosin Sukkot. That's still Chachamim. They haven't stopped talking. Chachamim are still saying Sukkah is also chayef. That's the Maripanim's point. That to say that Rabbi Yehuda's Mechalik between Ner Chanukah and Sukkah, you don't have to. I don't know if people are following on Zoom the question. The question is being, what is the bigger motivator for the Maripanim? And I think the big thing that he's really bothered by is the language of the Tosef, the language of the Rishalmi, and the flow of it just makes it sound like it's Chachamim themselves who are saying about the Sukkah business, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to agree to that. And so the Chiluk that the Rashba makes between Ner Chanukah and Sukkah, Maripanim rejects. So that's all within Rabbi Yehuda. Source number 7 I want to go into now, the position of the Chachamim. So if you're going to say that, in fact, you're going to say that you're Chayev, so why are you Chayev? Why is it? I was doing a mitzvah. How could you're going to penalize me for doing a mitzvah? Where else am I supposed to put my Ner Chanukah? Where are you to say, you have to put your Ner Chanukah outside. You're doing a mitzvah. What do you want from him? So Rambam, in source number 7, I think gives an explanation. So Rambam in the Mishnah Torah Paskins this lahalacha. Gamalshu taun pishtan vavir b'shid rabim l'chas pishtano l'toch chanut v'dalka b'neiro shel chenvani v'hidlik et kol abira bal gamal chayav v'pdei sheherba ha-masui b'in shamda behema b'in shelo amda hiniach chenvani ner b'chutz. Here. Hiniach ha-chenvani ner b'chutz. The chenvani puts his light, his candles outside. Chayav. Right, he's obligated af b'dmei pishtan b'pnei she'ain hiniach ner b'chutz because he put it outside interfering. Ve'afilu ner Chanukah, even if it's ner Chanukah, you put it outside. Hayalo leishev v'lishmor. Rambam says he should have been out there watching and paying attention. Yes, you have a mitzvah to light Chanukah candles, but that doesn't mean that you can be light them and just walk away. Rambam is saying you have an obligation if you're lighting your Chanukah candles outside. Hayalo leishev v'lishmor. The fact that you weren't yoshev and weren't shomer and damage happened, that means it's your fault. You didn't take care of this appropriately. Source number 8, the Shulchan Aruch rules likewise. Gamal Shetahun Pishtan, we can skip to the last line of the im. Hinia Chenvani Nero Bechutz. Source number 8. If the Chenvani puts his nair outside, Hu Chayav Leshalem, Aftme Pishtan Leval Hagamal, Vafilu Hu Ner Chanukah. Even if it's Ner Chanukah, he's obligated to pay. Shayalo Leshev Lishmor Shalod Yazik. Because you should have been outside. The Chenvani should have been standing outside, making sure that damage didn't happen. Chamim are saying it's not that you're not allowed to do this mitzvah. Do the mitzvah. Light it outside. Absolutely. But then pay attention. You can't just say, oh, I lit outside, I can walk away. You're playing with fire, literally. You have to be outside and making sure that doesn't cause damage. Damage happened, you are poshea.
You said about within 10 foot.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't. You're correct. Right, exactly. Right, he's going like Chachamim. Okay. I saw this in an article that I was reading. I saw this tshuva in source number 9 quoted. I do not know who this is, Rabbi Eliezer Tzvi Zikerman, but I have the title page is in the bottom left corner of that page. Beit David, I don't know who that is. Zichron Tuvia, I don't know anything about this organization, but He deals with the following scenario. Hidlik ner Chanukah b'malon v'nigram nezik b'chedro. Someone lights Chanukah candles in his hotel room and causes damage. The scenario. Adam sachar cheder b'malon l'chanukah l'lina bilvad. He says he's going to stay there for sleeping. Not meals, he's just sleeping there. V'kanso l'chedro matza dav hora'ot uvein heter katuv sham ein la'lot esh b'cheder. And on the wall, on the door, it has a rule, no lighting candles in the rooms. I'm sorry? Ben Hayeter. Oh, yeah. Among the rules on the walls, you can't do that. You can't light candles. V'ine hu mechuyav mitzvah hadlakat ner Chanukah, but it's Chanukah, yes, to light Chanukah candles. L'chen pa'al b'nigud lehoraot hamalon v'hidlik ner Chanukah b'cheder. He went against the rules of the hotel and he lit a candle there. Hagam sheshemar al haneirot, itra mazlo, avilon hitlakach v'nigram nezek lamalon. Nonetheless, he's sitting there the whole time. The blinds, I guess, catch fire. It's his bad luck. He says he was there the whole time. Yeah. So here's what Rabbi Zikerman says among his response. So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch. V'afilu hu ner Chanukah. This is the wider, the narrower lines on the bottom, right? Afilu hu ner Chanukah, she'alu leshev lishmor. Right? You had to sit and you had to watch it. Lefize, Gam b'ner Chanukah b'malon, hasocher chayav l'shalem et ha-nezek, v'zoi da'at ha-Rambam. So that would be you're chayav to pay. We paskin like chachamim because you should have been there. You have to pay. V'zoi da'at ha-Rambam, v'shulchan aruch posek ha-Rambam. Aval l'dat ha-rif, opinion of the rif, kivan she'nezek nigram ekev kiyum mitzvah ner Chanukah, ba'al ha-ner patur. He says, look, but the language of the rif, it's okay, it's nice that the Rambam paskins that he's chayav, but the rif paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, the rif paskins that Baal Haner is pater. I want to just come back to that first line about the rif. So if you skip to page, turn the next page to source number 10, so here's that rif that he's referring to, that you'll see here, it's in parentheses. If you open Dapea Rif on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Tet Amud Bet, you'll see that this line in the rif is in parentheses, so you can already read into what that means if text of the rif is put in parentheses in the printed Gemara. But it says, Chenvani sheniach ner Chanukah mibachutz v'huzak ba, acher pater milashalem, b'pneishu ner shal mitzvah, v'hai deka menicha mibachutz, ho'il mitzvah lefarsamat hanes. So you can't argue with that. The rif has a line that he says, Chenvani sheniach ner Chanukah mibachutz v'huzak ba, pater, because he was performing a mitzvah. But source number 11, the Shilte Giborim, just points out, v'da, this is not actually what the riff. There's no way this is actually what the riff says. This is a mistake that fell into the riff. That's opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to say that the riff is here has these words of Rabbi Yehuda's position, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. But the riff doesn't hold of that, Rabbi Yehuda. This is a machlok at Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. You're going to say the rif pass in the Rabbi Yehuda over Chachamim? Chachamim say you're chayev. The Rabbi Yehuda says you're pater. The Rif's going to pick the dot yachid here? There's no way. Vod perka kones shama mishnah lohevi rabenu divrei mishnah hahi klum mashmash dechavta. And Rif doesn't quote this. The other time this comes up, he also doesn't quote this. So Shilta Giborim says that this is not actually the Rif's. You can forget about this Rif. So Rabbi Zickerman is saying, look, you had the Rif is on the side that he's pater, but it might not necessarily be the case that he's pater. There, I think, is the more interesting part of what Rabbi Zickerman says. This the bottom half of source number 9. Omnam, b'shulchan aruch sham katav, shehaya lechenvani lishmor al haner shelo yazik. Right? It says that he had to be careful. Aval gam b'mikra dinan hasocher b'al hacheder, yashav v'shamar. He says, look, the guy said he lit the candles and then he sat there in the room in front of the candles. Hareza ones v'socher pater mi'onstein. He was an ones situation. So he's arguing here that actually the guy who lit the candles against the rules of the hotel, he sat there the whole time. He was an ones. He did everything that he possibly could. I don't understand the reality of what this is, that all of a sudden the building just caught flames without, if he's actually was sitting there, then I don't understand how it could be ones. But I don't understand this, but I think the idea here though is an interesting one, that I think what he's introducing here is when the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say Shayal Leshev Lishmor, that means that if you cause damage, but you did everything you possibly could do, you were trying your best to make sure that nothing actually happened that went wrong, so then you are the whole, you're putter because you did everything. If it was a case, I'm not sure if this case is actually onus. We could argue whether it's onus or not. But the line of reasoning, the logic here, which is that if it actually is onus, then you don't have to pay. Yeah?
Right.
The idea that he was actually onus here, I don't understand the reality. I don't understand how that could possibly be. But I mean, are you willing? I'm not sure if everyone on Zoom had heard. But Chaim, your logic, your say again what you were basically saying. You're saying that. Wait, so are you disagreeing with the scenario or are you disagreeing with the logic behind it?
Both.
Okay.
The scenario makes no sense.
I understand that.
And in general, in terms of with fire, the level of, say that, oh, I did my hardest to do so, so then the level that you need to get in order to, you know, properly guard fire is obscenely high from Hill of Ezekiel. So as in to have, be able to reach that level is like not really.
Meaning, you're saying that it's very hard to actually be onus in a case of fire?
Yes.
So it's interesting. It's interesting. So this, when reading this, I was thinking back to what we discussed. Here's our Shechinim. Source number 12 is this Shach that we did. This is a Shach that I brought the Rif actually a couple weeks ago. Right, so the Shach is bothered, but I didn't bring the Shulchan Aruch himself. But the idea here is that you have a Shulchan Aruch that seems to be soter itself. Because in one place, in Siman Taf Yod Chet, says that if you cause damage, but you were by Eish, but you were Marchik, the appropriate amount, then you don't have to pay. If you're marchik appropriately, and nonetheless your esh caused damage, you're pater. But in Kuf Nun Hey, he says, even if you're marchik, if you cause damage, you have to pay. This is, we've talked about this before, about whether your chiyuch harkaka, your actual being marchik is enough to say that you don't have to pay if you do cause damage. So there's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach points out that not only is the stira in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a stira in the Gemara, maybe in Sira Rabbi Shimon, and he says that the Rif already identifies this. So there's a third line down in source number 12. Kashalach Maishna Hatam Gabe Tanur Dikai Yahavu Rabbanan Shira Vilo Hachi Im Hizik Meshalem Umashi Hizik Umashna Hacha De Pater Lo Tikshilan Hacha Dilavitzorch Sha'aka Madlik Vikamarchi Bishiura Vikaavra Hadaleka Yeter Mishiura Vikamazka Anus. Mazka anusu to my havelay lemeavad hilkach makabideshemaim hu lefikach pater tzloyachol la aduri. If it's a scenario where it's like a one-time fire, You distanced as much as you thought you could possibly do, but then it got out of hand. What could I do? It got out of hand. I'm honest. It's only in a case of tanur. In a case of tahatam, gabe tanur, came on to tadir, you're always lighting your tanur. You know how the tanur works. You know how the fire goes. In that case, you have to be very careful. Ibaya leil iuni, iika hezeka lechavera. Vikvanda lo avid hachi posheahu. And he says the tanur case, if damage happens, that's posheah. But if you lit a candle, you lit a fire one time, and you were marchik what you thought was appropriate, and you lit it, and it got out of control, that's ones, because what could you have known? And so it sort of reminds me of that, actually there are situations where we do say ones. If you didn't know, what could have happened? So the hotel makes it very clear. I don't know that would extend to the hotel case. But the idea, I think the shach, the riff already is identifying that it is conceivable to have a fire that's absolutely ones. I can try to protect as much as I can, and maybe in many circumstances, like a tanur case, I have to be. And if I'm marchik and I still cause damage, I'm chayav to pay. But if it's an occasional occurrence, and if the fire gets out of hand, well, I couldn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah, Chaim.
It's also not it or just arrived, right? That's not
right.
Is it that you had your fire in your, normal way of using it in your house, in your fireplace or whatever, and then ridiculous circumstances. You should never have a fire in just arriving in a way, because it's super dangerous, and we all know that. And then the family's like, oh, it's not my fault. It's like, no, that's not how that works. There's multiple steps you need to have checked that he missed many of those steps, so I don't know that's why I don't understand how.
Right. If I recall correctly, he ends up leaving it as a tzarich iyun. He doesn't rule in the bottom line that he's pater, but he also doesn't rule bottom line that he's chayav, which is, I think, a very strange thing. But the bottom line is that we do paskin, the Shulchan Aruch does, and we quoted this Shulchan Aruch earlier, right? We do say that just if it's Ner Chanukah, even if it's Ner Chanukah, you're still chayav to pay. The fact that you were doing a mitzvah here is not a patur in any way. I don't know that we extend it to the case that Rabbi Zickerman says that you could have. It's possible that there's an absolute anus where you lit it and it was totally out of your control. But if it's true, if what he says is true, and if we're medayik in the language of the Rambam that hayalo leishev lishmor, and you were yoshev and shomer, and even so you were ones, so maybe in that case Lachamim would agree that you're pater. I'm not sure, but that's that Gemara. Everyone good with that? All right. So interestingly, this is not the only. There are a couple of Gemaras that sort of touch on this idea, and they don't all necessarily agree with this Gemara that we just. The Rebbe Yehuda Chachamim that we just said. Source number 13 is the following. This is also a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, Shnaim Shayu Mehalchin Bershut Rabim, Echad Ratz Vechad Mehalech, O Shayu Shnehem Ratzin Viziku Zeetze. So they're running, they damage each other, Shnehem Peturin. Gemara, Matznit Tidloki Isi Ben Yehuda. So our Mishnah is not like Isi Ben Yehuda. Detani Isi Ben Yehuda. Omer Ratz Chayav Impeshu Mishuna. Isi Ben Yehuda says, if you're running, you're chayev because you're mishuna. You were doing, people normally walk there and you're running around. Says, no, but if you're running, if it's Erev Shabbat and you're running, then you're patur, mipnei shehu ratz birshut. Rabbi Yochanan halach yisi ben Yehuda, and we paskin that way. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that our stam mishnah, halach is like the stam mishnah, and halach is like yisi ben Yehuda? So the Gemara continues, so skip a little bit. So here's what the Mishnah actually means. Here's how Isi ben Yehuda how the halach could be like Isi ben Yehuda and like the Stam Mishnah, because you add a little bit. So what we're concluding here is that Isi ben Yehuda is saying that if you're running birshut, because it's Erev Shabbat ben Hashmashot, and you cause damage, so you're not chayev. Hu pater, mipneshu ratz birshut. Amar mar, modi Isi, Erev Shabbat ben Hashmashot, shu pater, mipneshu ratz birshut. You're pater if you run into someone, you cause damage on Erev Shabbat ben Hashmashot, because you're running birshut. Erev Shabbat, my rishut ika, what is the rishut? The Rishut appears to be this the chaos, the pre-Shabbos 18 minutes rush that happens, that everyone's running around, that's actually like a din. It's a mitzvah to be running around, making sure you're careful to hold on a sec, that you're careful to make sure that you're doing everything you need to do right before Shabbos. That's a mitzvah, that's reshut, that's a mitzvah. And so if you slam into someone in the street, you're running around because Shabbos is about to start, and you slam into them, you cause damage, you're putter. Because you're running with reshut. And that seems to be, everyone agrees, halacha is like that, that you're performing a mitzvah, you're putter, you're not chai for it. Yeah.
If you're like running to shul, which is about time in the Gemara, like, is it very vicious?
Well, so it depends a little bit about what exactly this reshut is, what exactly the mitzvah is, but potentially, if it's specific, well, you're saying running to shul in general, or running to shul on Erev Shabbos? Yeah. So you're saying even running? Okay. Good. So I want to come back to that. Presumably, there are Rishonim. We're going to see a little bit. There are Rishonim. I only have the Rishonim who are going to disagree with you. But there are Rishonim who agree and say, yeah, anytime you're running to perform any mitzvah, or that maybe you're putter. But what I want to just highlight here, and this is source number 14. We paskin this way. Haya achad ratz v'chad mahalach v'huzaka mahalach baratz chayav v'ptei shiratz shelo birshut medz merurim b'chol aval be'erev Shabbat ben hashmasho pater b'ptei shirash ratz birshut. You're not chayav to pay because you're running birshut. It sounds like we're saying, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that you're running, you're performing a mitzvah, you're pater, which would sound more like Rabbi Yehuda's position. Why? So why is it that Chamim are going to say, when you light candles and you cause damage, Chamim say you're chayav to pay? But if you're running, you slam into someone on Erev Shabbat, you're putter. You don't have to pay for the damages. So that's what I want to spend the next little bit exploring, how we understand these two Gemaras together. Yeah?
Is this all mitzvah, or is this all just it's not Mishonah? Just this is what people do.
Interesting. Okay. How would you understand B'nei Sharatz B'er Shoot?
This is how people act.
So you're saying, okay, so we're gonna come maybe to that. Hold that. We're gonna come maybe to that, because we'll see. The language that a lot of the Rishonim and Achronim use is that it's specifically you're running, you're performing a mitzvah in this act. But Daniel is saying, well, maybe it's not actually performing a mitzvah. Maybe it's just, this is the norm. On 20 minutes before candle lighting, you can assume that Bathurst is gonna be crazy. You can assume people are gonna be right. And so maybe a little bit al hanizak, the nizak has to be a little bit, this is the norm. This is not being mishana. You're not doing something new, different. Everyone's doing this. You don't like that. Okay. It's just hechsher mitzvah. Is it really a mitzvah? Hechsher. Okay. Good. Okay. Any other thoughts? I hope I put that source that says talks about hechsher mitzvah. I don't remember now. Okay, we'll see. Hopefully we're going to come there. Any other thoughts? Okay, so here's one thing on the question of whether is this unique to Erev Shabbat or not. So the Mordechai source number 15, Modi isi b'Erev Shabbat bein hashmashot shu pater v'bdei shu ratz b'rshut v'davka ota mitzvah de bein hashmashot de'ein lo shehut. You don't have any time. You are literally down to the wire. You have no time. Aval b'shar mitzvot kigon larutz lebeit haknesset or lebeit hamidrash diyesh lo penai im hizik chayav. If you're just trying to get to shir on time, you're trying to get, you're chayav. Okay, it's Shabbos. You've got, like, you don't. There's no room for error here. That's when you have this patur, because there's something unique and special about the mitzvah of getting into. Mitzvah d'bein hashmasho. Your question, Daniel, was about, was this mitzvah? He calls it the mitzvah d'bein hashmasho, t'ein lo shehut. Aval b'shar mitzvot, roots to Beit Knesset, Beit Midrash, which is a wonderful thing. But you don't get that patur for this. So that's how the Mordechai explains it, that it's something unique. There's something maybe unique and special about this act of running on Erev Shabbat that generates this patur, but in other cases, this patur doesn't exist. Yeah. You ask the Mordechai. You're running out of class and you throw someone into the locker and break their arm. It sounds like it's only a din of Erev Shabbat.
But it was like 10:29, like 50 seconds. You're gonna be late.
What's the worst that happens? Okay, you get a marked down a little bit. You're not getting marked down in Shemayim. If you're late on Shabbos, you get marked down in Shemayim. You get marked down by your teacher. Right. I don't know. Source number 16, the Chavod Yair has an interesting case. He says, Sheila, Reuven rats l'kol ha'shama sh'machriz berchov l'kiddush levana. So it's someone, the chazan yells, kiddush levana, kiddush levana. So Reuven bolts out of his house, running into the street to make sure he's there for kiddush levana. It's kiddush levana. He's running, not paying attention. He's like crashes into the Levi's store, I guess, which is outside his house. See, he crashes into some of the stuff that he's got there. Betach beito v'shefach kad shel shem, and he knocks down the container of oil. V'pil kama klei zechuchiyot, and he knocks over some glass things. V'shibran, okay, v'tavo Levi l'din. So Levi says, You broke my glass dishes, you spilled my oil, you have to pay me back for this. Ve'yeshiv Reuven, kiratz bershut ledavar mitzvah rabbah, kazo, kamash kaduv, ilu lo zachu Yisrael, rak legabal avim shemash mayim. Right? This is such a special, this is a Kiddush Levana, we're greeting the kabel pnei ha-shechina. This is a big thing. I'm running to do a mitzvah. Okay, I can't be troubled by your glassware that I broke. I'm running to perform a very important mitzvah. So if we're going to say b'chiyah gavne bratz b'erev Shabbat b'neshmashot pater b'nizke chavero, okay, so I'm pater on running on erev Shabbat, so I've got to be pater right now. I'm doing this, running to do this huge mitzvah of kiddush levana. Right, v'chavero shaya yodei sefer hitchakem lifi dato leheshiv kinyan v'tam shiratz chayav b'nezek b'halechu mipnei tahavi le ratz mishana kiderech b'nei adam lalech b'shir rabim lo larutz. He says that his friend says, no, you don't understand. The whole reason that case is because the one who's rats is Mishana, ki derech b'nei adam lahalech b'shuta rabim. People normally walk, they don't run. Lo larutz. Lachen, lo nizhar mahalech mimenu, ki ba pit'om b'chutz l'seder olam. It's the reason that you're normally chayv is because everyone's walking, you bolt out of nowhere. How could I have prepared? I couldn't defend against that. Lachen be'erv Shabbat b'nei shmashot, shiratz b'rshut, v'derech b'nei adam larutz, but on Erev Shabbat, everyone's running around. So you know when you're walking down the street on Erev Shabbat to just be looking around because people are going to be crazy animals. They're going to be running around like crazy. That's why you're putter, because the person should have been more careful. The person who was hurt should have been more careful. The person who's walking should be walking on the side of the street so the people who are running are not going to hit him. Vim ken davka be'adam ha'nizok, you're going to tell my vessels they shouldn't have been there? You slam into me while I'm walking. You say, Jared, you should have been more careful. Good point. I should have been more careful. It's Erev Shabbat. I should have been more careful. We're going to tell I'm going to run into your glass dishes. I'm going to yell at the glass dishes. Glass dishes, you should have been more careful. Of course not. This patur only applies to person-to-person damage because the person, the Nizak, should have been more careful. But my stuff was just sitting in. It's not my fault. It's your fault. You should have been more careful here. The patur only exists because the guy who was hurt should have been more careful. So he responds, "Tshuva nira dechayav Reuven l'shalom." He says, "No, Reuven has to pay." V'lo mishum ta, not Levi. He says, "But I don't agree with this rationale of Levi." Rak tam shenira li sheRuven chayav de'ain lemedim klal miratz bein hashmasho be'erev Shabbat. He says, "No, the real reason that he's chayav is because you can't learn anything from the case of the running on erev Shabbat." Call me right. Debehil tuva sherei who suffik laila v'huzman mu'ad lifnei laila mamash lechol hayoter kedei hiluch elef v'taf kuf ama. Okay, v'im timtzilamar de mitzvah zod rabbanan gedola meod mod. If you want to tell me, yeah, but you know, Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah gedola. This is a big mitzvah. Okay, it is a big mitzvah, but you don't have to do it in the minyan with everyone there. Efshar lekat shabi yachid. I gotta be there with the minion, I gotta be there with everyone. He says, no, that's not sufficient reason. You wanna do, I'm gonna go back to the words that I put in your mouth earlier. You wanna do it mitzvah mina mufchar? Just because you're doing a mitzvah mina mufchar doesn't mean that now you can do whatever you want. You can't do whatever you want. You could still do Kiddush Levana on your own. You could walk like a mensch. You could say it on your own if you got there late. But just because you're running around, so that this idea of Erev Shabbat is very unique and specific to Erev Shabbat. And so to expand it to other things, you can't. It's a unique din on Erev Shabbat. So under normal circumstances, you are chayev for any damage you do, even when you're running to perform great important mitzvot. if this case comes up, Erev Shabbat, only there is there going to be a patur, but nowhere else. And we'll skip into source number 17 right now. Source number 18. This is Rav Yaakov Ariel offers a distinction between these two scenarios. Source number 18. It says, "V'yeshu la'chalek bein ner Chanukah shehu shavua echad b'shana levein ritza b'erev Shabbat bein hashmur shehi kavua kol hashana." It says maybe there's a difference between Chanukah, where you're going to be chayev because Chanukah comes up 8 days a year. Erev Shabbat running, you're going to be putter if you're mazik because that happens every week. He says, "V'tam la'chalek bein zmanei likboa ki davar kavua bein zmani lekavua, an occasional to a regular one. Ki davar kavua shu b'chol shavua v'shavua harbe anashim ratzim b'shazo." People are, everyone's running every week at this time. You know that this is happening. V'lachen ha'nizak yichol v'chayav lihizaher. So the nizak has to be more careful because the nizak can predict. You know exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be the same 25 people who are going to run down the street at the same X number of minutes before shkia. Like, people are, you can predict this running that's going to happen on Erev Shabbat. So it's al hanizak lihizaher. And so, if the nizak gets hurt, I'm putter, because the nizak should have been more careful. But if it's something that's masha'ein ken b'dvar zmani, ein dato al kach, v'lo kol echad zocher lihizaher b'shazo. But you can't expect the nizak to be careful during Chanukah, because this comes up so infrequently, 8 days, 8 nights a year that I have to think about this. So the mazik has to be extra careful because the nizak can't be expected to be concerned. So if the mazik, if your ner Chanukah caused damage, you have to pay because it's on you to make sure it doesn't happen. Erev Shabbat bein hashmashot, that's on the nizak. You can predict that. But Chanukah is so infrequent, you don't know where the person's going to light their Chanukah. You don't know enough. So the mazik has to be careful because you can't put something like that on the nizak. And Rav Ariel quotes the Shita Mekubetzet in source number 19 that sort of says along the same lines that the reason kevanchu erev Shabbat de adam tarud liknot tzorchei Shabbat o liknot shemen lener shel Shabbat derechu l'mishu ben brit larutz al, it's normal Jews run on erev Shabbat. So therefore, im hiziku that niftar sherei yesh lo reshut larutz b'derech v'al nizak he'alechikat atzmo. It's on the nizak to be careful on erev Shabbat. And so Rav Ariel says, okay, so that's the same thing for Shabbat. It's al hanizak. On Chanukah, it's on the mazik. And so if damage happens and it's erev Shabbat, on the nizak, it's the nizak's fault. So the mazik doesn't have to pay. But for ner Chanukah, it's the mazik's fault. The mazik has to be careful. And if he caused damage, the mazik caused damage. So the mazik has to pay. So that's how Rav Yaakov Ariel differentiates between these two things. Source number 20, Shud Odeg Yom Tov, gives another option. It says, Davka Ratz Be'erev Shabbat Bein Hashmasho Pater Im Hizik Shemitzvah Larutz. Because running on Erev Shabbat, that is in and of itself, that is a mitzvah. When you're running, you're being Mekayim this mitzvah. Kamash Kediv Rashi Kedam Mekabel Pnei Melech. When you're running to greet Shabbat, that itself is the act of the mitzvah. Aval Ratz LeMitzvah Acheret Kemo L'Kayim Mitzvah Lulav O Matzah. You're running to pick up your lulav. You're running to get your matzah. That is not the actual mitzvah. Like we said, that's like a hechsher. You're going to the lulav. You're going to the matzah. Okay, so that's when you don't. That's when you're actually doing the mitzvah, you're putter. But if you're just running, ein ha'etzem haritza mitzvah. The running to the lulav is not a mitzvah. I'm not sure, but either way, you're not fulfilling any mitzvah when you're running. I think the act of running is itself a kiyum of this mitzvah on Erev Shabbat, but that running is not an act of the kiyum ha-mitzvah on, right? The hatam eina etzem ritza mitzvah af al pi shehu haya tzarich larutz lakayem ha-mitzvah b'ofen acher lo haya yachol lahasigo. The ritza is not considered a mitzvah. Oh, there's no other way you could have gotten your lulav. Doesn't matter. That's just getting to the mitzvah. It seems that the pitur of running is only when you're like actually doing the mitzvah. When you're running on Erev Shabbat, you're that running, every step is a mitzvah, as opposed to running to the matzah, you're just running to matzah. And then you eat the matzah, okay, you're eating matzah, but running to it. Yeah? Hold on, Rabbi Yair, sorry. So Rashi, going with Rashi, the running is like the excitement of going to greet Shabbat. I think I don't know. It's a that's It's, yeah, I think that's the way he's understanding it. That's the way he's understanding it. Rabbi Harris doesn't like it, but that's okay. Right, this is not like what we saw earlier, right? Like the way the Chavod Yair sort of explained it, that you're running because you don't have time. The way Rambam sort of presents this is that there's an idea of entering to Shabbos with nothing on the agenda. And you're running just to make sure everything is clear, so when Shabbos comes, you can just say, I'm totally done. So he's saying something different. He's thinking that the running itself is a mitzvah of some sort. Yeah, but you don't have to say that. Yeah. Right, yeah, so it's not, I don't know, maybe he would say no when we turn around and start walking towards the door. I don't know. It's an interesting, when I first read this Gemara, it sort of feels like, if the running is because you're running out of time, like, yeah, learn how to plan better in the future. Like, exactly, yeah, so it's, so that's why I think the Oneg Yom Tov is not saying that. The running is itself, it's not because you're running late. I think he thinks that there's a actual kium in running. So I don't know if we were to apply that. Yeah.
Is it not here between Mordechai and the mitzvah about saying before running to the mitzvah? Does it ask the mitzvah when it's mentioned in the mitzvah? It's going to Mordechai.
You're saying that. Say that one more time. Sorry. So if we say that the act of running, that act is a mitzvah when I'm going to the Beit Midrash, then yeah. But I don't know that Oneg Yom Tov would say that. But you're right. If whatever the actual act that you're doing, and this is why I wasn't sure if you could apply this to Hanukkah, if the act, the thing that you're doing right now is a mitzvah, so then you're, that's the only time that that you'd be putzer. So if you're just run, I don't know. Is that actually a mitzvah to run to the Beit Midrash? Well, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. So I don't know if we're going to actually have time, but we'll see. That might be the Chatam Sofer's part of the Chatam Sofer in source number 22, which we'll get to. But yeah. So I wasn't sure if I didn't see anyone say this, but I was just sort of after having read this Oneg Yom Tov, I wasn't sure if you say that. It's only only when you're actually physically doing the mitzvah. So I was you'd have the patur. So I wasn't sure if Chachamim would say like when it comes to halacha would be when it comes to Hanukkah. So like maybe the reason that you're not chayav to pay is because you lit the candles. Now they're just sitting there. Are you fulfilling a mitzvah at that moment? No, you lit them. You did the mitzvah. You lit them, and now they're just burning. I don't know if maybe Chachamim would say, if you like struck a match, and as you struck the match, then something, you're in the act of bringing the shamish to the candle. I'm not sure if this could be like a reason to say there's a distinction between running an Erev Shabbat, which is actually a mitzvah, versus candles just burning there. I don't know. It could be, you could quote me 5 different sources that show that you're being Mekayim a mitzvah every single moment the candles are burning, and then that what I'm saying wouldn't work. But I thought it might be something worth suggesting that maybe that's a distinction between Erev Shabbat when you're running and doing a mitzvah versus the candles are just sitting there burning and you've already done the mitzvah and now this is just the results of the mitzvah or passively happening. I'm not sure. I'm sorry? Yeah. Yeah, so another distinction maybe between the two. Source number 21, Tiferet Yisrael. So in the very last line of it, he quotes the fact that you're putter with Ner Chanukah, according to Rabbi Huda, but Chachamim say you're chayev. He says in the bottom line, the last line, there's the Rabbanan Hacha, Afilu Hachi Chayev, to Haile Lishmor Haner, should have been careful. V'ein Laksho Mila'el, don't ask from the earlier Mishnah, the running on Erev Shabbat, Tatam, Bimrutzato Efshar Shishmor. Shishmor Atatzmo. So he's saying, in the Hanukkah case, you light the candles, you could be careful. You're not careful, you cause damage, it's your fault. In the running case, Efshar Shishmor Atatzmo. You're running at like breakneck speed, you can't be held responsible for what happens, Efshar lishmor. There's something you could do when you're performing the mitzvah of Chanukah that would prevent damage, but there's nothing you can do when you're running on Erev Shabbat that could prevent damage, and so you're putter because what could you do? Chanukah, there's something you could do to prevent it, but for running on Erev Shabbat, there's nothing you could do, so that's why you're putter. That's the way he's presenting this. The last opinion that I want to look at is that the Chatam Sofer, who's Medayik in the language of the Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah, had said, we're talking about a Chenvani. So the Chatam Sofer, source number 22. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah Pater. So Perish Rashi HaChenvani. Rashi says it's the Chenvani. V'tzarich Iyun, Mali Chenvani, Mali Acher. Why is this whole thing revolving around the Chenvani, this storekeeper? We're talking about a storekeeper. And also the rift that we mentioned before that we said actually might not actually be real. The question of the rift, how could the rift paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? He says, I understand that. Quotes that everyone is bothered by this line of the rift, that he seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim. Okay, so I skip a little bit of a Rambam. So the Rambam has language. So Rambam, the way Rambam had said it, the way Rambam explained the halacha, that he had said that tzarich li yoshev mishamer. That Rambam had said you're putter because you're chayev because you should have been sitting there and you weren't sitting there and damage happened. He says v'zet teimai. It's with an aleph, but I think it's supposed to be with a hey. Kol amadlik tzarich leshev al pitcho v'lo nishmadavar lo nishmadavar zay. He says what Rambam's telling me that you have to sit there in front of the candles, make sure damage. Who said that? Where did Rambam get this one? No one said that you have to be sitting there and making sure damage didn't happen. Where is Rambam getting this idea from? He says, "Vina bechavot Yair siman reish zayin that we saw earlier nistepek v'misharatz lekadesh lekiddush alavana v'shavar kelim ipatur mishum deratz birshut kamo v'babakama lamibet amid aleph olo nemar ela beguf hamitzvah aval lekadesh levana shechol lekadsha bichidut." So the way he explains the Chavod Yair is saying that when you're running and that's the mitzvah, then you're pater. But if that's the guf ha-mitzvah, but to mekadesh levana, that you can do with yichidut, and you want to do a mitzvah in the mufchar, so you want to do a mitzvah in the mufchar, this is what Daniel, I'm taking it back to you. When it comes to mitzvah in the mufchar, you don't have a patur for that. You only have the patur if you're doing the mitzvah itself. Mitzvah in the mufchar, you don't have the patur. That's the way we hold. Venirli lemifshat mehad derati rabbanan lepirka b'shabbat shema minad mitzvah namuchar muvchar nami chavtzei shemaim ikru. He says running to the drusha, running to learn on Shabbat, that's mitzvah mina muvchar. Oh, we're almost out of time. Okay, v'yesh lamar. I'm going to say that we skip to the last line here. V'davka bechenvani palik tanakam mishum diachol lahadlik bifnim v'nami ikir presum nisa ki rabim mashkimim lepitcho umashim adlik petach rishid rabim he rock mitzvah mina muvchar filu hachi palik rabbi Yehuda. He says, look. The din is the machuk, it's all about a chenvani. And the chenvani could have lit inside. He opted not to light inside, he wants to light outside, so you get more thing, mitzvah in the mufchar, he could have lit inside, he would still have for some inisa, but he opted to light outside. That's the machloket. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says, mitzvah in the mufchar, you're pater. Chachamim say, mitzvah in the mufchar, you're not. You're chayav for mitzvah in the mufchar. If he lit inside, he'd be pater. But the Chazam Sofer is saying, though, is that for you and me, who are not Chenvanis, we have to light outside. We can't light inside. The mitzvah is that it's lit outside. So you would say, everyone would agree that if you and I lit outside, we'd be putter. It's only the Chenvani who could have lit inside. He's going to be chayav according to Chacham if you light outside. But it comes from the Chatam Sofer is that he concludes that, yeah, Chanukah would be just for you and me and all of us, if we're performing the mitzvah, it would be the same din. Chachamim would agree that if you light and you're performing the mitzvah, and it's not mitzvah in a mufchar, you're just performing the mitzvah. There's no other way to perform this mitzvah. It's got to be, presuming it's got to be outside. The Chatam Sofer would say, even in that case, everyone would agree that you're putter. It's only the Chenvani, because he could have lit inside. He just wanted to do it best by sticking it outside, but he could have done it inside because people come into his store. There's going to be presuming nisa. The Chenvani, that's where there's the machloket. Because the machloket is really about everyone agrees if you're performing the mitzvah, you're putter. It's just mitzvah in a mufchar. You want to go above and beyond. That's where Chachamim say, no, you can't go above and beyond and still be putter. If you go above and beyond, you're going to be slammed with a penalty with you having to pay for damage if you cause damage. That's the Chenvani. But for you and I, we have to perform the mitzvah. Put it outside. Damage happens. We're putter. That's the Chatam Sofer. It's exactly 11:30. I don't want to hold anyone. But if you have any questions, I rushed that Chatam Sofer at the end, but I'm happy to entertain or explain that again for anyone else as well. But I've got to run to Shabbos, exactly.